Okay. All right, good morning, everybody. I'll call to the regular scheduled Board of Supervisors meeting for this Tuesday, September 18, 2018. Before we do the pledge, we got a direct reminder yesterday that as great a place as Story County is in Ames, bad things can still happen here. And I know for a couple of us in the room, it affected family members of ours very directly, but it affects all of us indirectly. And I would just ask that we keep the young lady and her family in our thoughts and prayers and recognize that we've got to be forever vigilant for our community and be thankful that this is an anomaly, something that does shock and stun us, that something like this can happen in our community. With that, while Morris is still up, we'll go ahead and play. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, first item, as always, public comment number one. It's an opportunity for members of the public to comment on items on today's agenda, but if you got anything else you want to comment on, now's a good time as well. Anybody wishing to do so, come on up to the microphone. Seeing no one moving the microphone, we'll go to consideration of minutes from September 11th.
I would so move that I present it.
Second.
Motion in the second. Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. No personnel actions today, so we've got claims for September 20th.
Claims is listed.
I would like to make an amendment to that and pull the 4A promotions bill for advertising of $230,000.
Okay.
So I second with that exception.
Second with the 4A promotions pulled out of there. Any discussion on the other claim?
No.
None.
Chitty.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Marty, you willing to make? So we've been through this a couple times. Morris still has ownership on paper. Morris still has ownership.
Getting it back.
Oh, is it coming back to Morris?
Yes, it is. But for this particular bill, none of that money goes to me.
I would move the claim for the 4H.
What is 4A.
4A. 4A. 4A.
Promotions as presented.
What does 4A stand for?
Yeah, what does 4A stand for?
In fact,
it's whatever the person that I handed it over to, the publisher, chose to be.
Okay. All right. Chitty.
Aye.
Olson.
I abstain.
Sanders. Aye. So 4A claim passes. Consent agenda board.
I move as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. Olson.
Aye.
Chitty.
Aye.
Sanders. Aye. Leanna, you are released.
Have a good day.
No public hearing items today. Additional items we're going to discuss and correct regarding our story content. Leanne Hart.
Good morning, Leanne.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'm just laughing. Don't believe. I thought you said Leanne.
Yeah. No, you are absolutely not released. We need you.
For once, I don't have a power.
How about that? But you got to have a nice little spreadsheet for us. It's going to be unheard of if you don't have a spreadsheet for us.
Oh, okay. What I did on today's agenda was, let me back up. So every, three or four weeks prior to we get come up on the deadline for publishing our story, I have this little layout sheet that I think Laura she created originally that I sent around all the board members and internal board supervisor staff to get an idea of articles that I thought of over the time period for the upcoming edition. And really what kind of prompts the idea that I come up with is the outreach I do with elected officials and department heads too, to see what they may or may not want included in our story. So I did that, and this particular issue I kind of set aside, economic development issue, whatever you want to call it, because one, selfish on my part, I don't have the urban renewal program running this fall. I have a strategic plan and a UGC plan. So I had thought that would fit nicely that I could devote some attention to this, but RA materials would be developed. because of AUDC's work on their campus. So that's just some history. So I sent this around. What came back were additional, a lot of additional items, which are great. I love the ideas. We need to have staffing discussion from the board.
So I didn't have any additional items. I'm assuming the additional items came from one place. Is that a fair assumption?
Staff added some too.
Okay, good.
The internal board's director staff. So what I placed on the board's agenda today is the outline of the additional information. I did not scan any of the copies, or the handwritten copy. I typed them all in. So there may be some additional details. Originally, if you look under articles, it was the first four ones. Or first five, and then I did add the story on the economic development group overview to try and keep with the economic development theme. So with that, what we have on the potential articles is definitely more than the spread that we're allowed, the whole page, two pages in our story, that reading the sun, and it actually would exceed the internal distribution size too. I mean, this would be a lengthy newsletter. So, again, I'm here today getting some direction from the board. One, what do we include this go-around? Two, is there a different approach for establishing what goes in the article that we need to internally develop the direction we need? I hate saying staff, but...
Sure. Well, tell me this. How many of these bullets can we get to before we got too much?
I did a audit of what we've done since we've done the fund of paper, and we keep
getting... That is fine, but let me hear Lee's person.
Generally, I think we can go 6 to 8, depending on the magnitude or what the feature article is, how large that is, what picture we include.
Impact all that. But take somewhere in that half dozen to 7 or 8, maybe, that we can get to. Okay, go ahead, Forrest.
I was just going to say, I actually counted 7 to 9 have been what we've done, a major what I call elements.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right on target.
Super. Okay.
I'll be glad to answer your questions.
Sure. Morris, go ahead.
Okay. So, as it kind of occurred to me as you were looking at a special section then on economic development. Okay, so one of my concerns in general philosophy here is that this is a newsletter and a general purpose newsletter. And given that we're limited to 2 pages now, unlike when we were online, because I did go back and I did the audit all the way back to the first edition. Okay. And so when you're limited to what we in the newspaper business call real estate, all right, you have to be more conscious about what you put in and the priorities about how you list them, all right? And so then the next thing I took a look at is not only what's the purpose here, kind of to inform the public, but is this not the purpose for us to inform the public about the county of Story County's activities, programs, projects, budget, et cetera, that given our space, that the first thing we narrow in on is what is allowed or what should be included or not. And when it was online, there were some instances, there were 2 instances where economic development staff, well, it was Drew at the time, he provided 2 articles, and they were about development occurrences that we were not directly involved with. At the same time, there were, for 2 or 3 years, that was 2 years at least, there were large pieces about Freedom Flight or ads or announcements of events. So, and then once again, that's not a Story County activity directly. Brett helps with it, but it had a separate, I understand, it had a separate organizational, was it a C3? I'm looking at Deb because she might know.
But so can we just stop right there and talk a little about this premise that you're coming at this with?
Uh-huh.
Because I think I disagree with your basic premise, and we better get there first. So Leanne, remind me. So this has been probably a couple years ago that you and I first came up with the concept of getting a newsletter into everybody's hand and went and met with the publisher of the Trib and the Sun just to talk conceptually about what would happen. And then soon after that, Supervisor Olson was elected and came in and was handed off, rightly handed off to you to go finish off the negotiations and go. But that original concept, as I recall, was here's what's happening in Story County. Here's what Story County residents need to know or would be benefited by knowing what's going on in Story County. I don't believe that the original concept ever said it had to be specifically tied to this is what's happening in this building or in the Justice Center or Story County. It was more broad than that, right?
Okay. So, all right, thank you for that, for you and you want to talk. Because coming back to the, not only the real estate, but the other factor that comes in here versus what you were doing online is we're now paying $3,000 of taxpayer money per edition. So all of a sudden here, what are we giving the taxpayers? If we go beyond our boundaries of what we ourselves are providing or active partners in, do we open up if we're starting to promote people who can promote themselves and can promote themselves from a variety of private sources, like run an ad in a newspaper, like get an article themselves in the newspaper. And that's where the economic development thing comes down to where, how much are we involved in it versus how much are we paying taxpayer dollars to do something that can be promoted or announced independently, that while it may be of somewhat interest to our taxpayers and the public, it's not overriding. Now, if you'll let me continue, because that's only one concept. Okay. So then I'm taking a look at what it would do for you better. So I worked up for you guys, okay? And there you go. And then also, jumping ahead a little bit, put the list on our story. And then, if you're happy, we can kind of run through the one that says communication device at the beginning, all right? They may have the purpose. You're saying the purpose is not quite the same. I tried to state the purpose. But then what you do is we take a look at what the core concept of hierarchy of coverage or hierarchy of inclusion. And so you come down here, and the core in communications, you start with anything that is going to occur during the publication period, or it's called a shelf life, all right? So that's stuff we want to announce that are going to happen. So I listed here like critical updates, upcoming news and milestones, events and deadlines, timely evergreens. And you'll see in my paper that behind them I wrote in a different color what those things that are on the end, our list, if you will, that fit into those categories. Then after you've taken care of everything that's moving forward, you then take a look at what has occurred in the previous publication period that we didn't cover before. And then we've got then the critical updates, the functions, the milestones achieved, recap of things, and evergreens. You're going to see the word evergreen here twice, up in what's going forward to occur and what's coming after to occur. And once again, evergreen. Do you need one, Shelly?
That'd be great. You want? Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, I printed out, I think, eight. So evergreens are those kind of topics that can be adapted, or they're always applicable. You just go ahead and you provide the so what. Why are we doing it now? Who, what, when, where, how, so what. That's the determination about what comes in. Then you take a look at what provides for you layout balance, the graphics, those standalone photos with an informative cut line. And then you go down to fillers. And then you go down to your scratches or holes, or what, saying this can go in a future edition because it seems to be more timely, more appropriate. And if we want to inform our readers, we want to inform the public, what we want to do is include things that they are more likely to want to read and look at and absorb the information if they are tied to a particular season, a particular activity, a particular milestone. So then I went to this Our Story here, and you'll notice that I took everything and I wrote on there. So now, the first two items, the economic development announcements and the demographics information, I wrote scratch by because they didn't see that my definition of what would be something directly related to what we, our staff, do, how our budget is expended. You notice by the demographics, though, I also put in possibly a filler. And that could be because it is applicable in Story County about some demographics of who we are, et cetera. So it certainly could be used as a graphic filler. Then, and you'll see that the first one that is listed in bold or listed in dark for the urban renewal projects, the TELF. And my thought on that is there's another concept is you don't want to write about something you've just written about in the previous couple of editions unless there's a new significant change. You've hit a new milestone. So if the trail, it looks like we're going to be open and we've had a dedication date set by the time that Leanne goes to press, definitely TELF is appropriate to go in there. If we don't have those set, perhaps then we need to go and look at it being in the winter quarter instead and having that be something that already happened. The next one I scratched, home-based programming, is we already did it in the spring of 2018. So, if there's something that is new about it, okay, and you're not going to
test from this.
And have they agreed to that already? Okay, so then that can come back on. All right. So then I took a look at the SCEDG overview, and once again, I'm looking for that so what. So I put, if we've disbursed in that fiscal year 19 funds, which I think we did approve in the last claim, not this one, but 2 weeks ago, then that is the ninth entry into, look, this is what we've done for so many years. Now, number two, VA supermarkets listed at number two. It is, of course, occurring during the shelf life of this publication, and we've got a location change on it. Number one is the auditor's reminder on what to bring to the polls, okay? 13 is a blood drive. If we have places, obviously, I've got more numeral about here than we have places where we go. But it's a good visual element. Partners Fall Festival, usually you can get some good photos out of that, so maybe a good photo if we've got the room. The Tumidian Bridge, I put at number 8, that's already been repaired. It was kind of unique how Darren solved it, and it's a good, possibly a good story. It could be, you know, it's going to lose its interest after the snow comes. Right, people are going to forget about it. All right. Then the recorder and auditor indexing software, if it's ready to go. I put on the Kukai exercises because of the Marshalltown at 6, emergency management at 7. The three blue ones on the bottom are things that I realized I thought of later after the list had gone around. But it's no bill licenses, so at least that's a big deal for, I believe, the recorder. So at least a couple of paragraphs. And then purchase of evergreen on the squad cars is what I call an evergreen. It's just we've approved it, okay? And then promotions in the county attorney's office, because we try to include all the departments, you know, and so a lot of the legal activity, either it wouldn't be appropriate for this quarterly newsletter, but the fact that there have been promotions. So that's how I went about it to take a look at, about what would be important to include in the newsletter. And we're kind of back to what would be appropriate when we bring in something from one of our associates, partners, or whatever.
So I appreciate the work you put in here. A couple of the assumptions that I think you're making, I think I don't agree with. So first of all, remember, we've got two separate newsletters, right? We've got one that goes out to the public, mm-hmm. and we've got one that stays internal. Mm-hmm. And I think you're conflating those two a little bit. Items that are completely appropriate to be internal are not necessarily appropriate to be external, and vice versa. Second thing is this idea that we're only going to report, well, so if we're only going to report on the things that are absolutely Story County government, you can't put emergency management in there because they're not Story County government. They're separate from Story County government. But yet you've got them in here. I think you are dead on the money
on the VA supermarket, that's got to be included. That's timely, it's public, it's something we want out there. And if we don't start and end the issue from the auditor's office talking about an upcoming election and what, you know, technically what you have to do, I think we're missing there. The idea that we would put some blood drive, absolutely, I see that as an internal thing. Here's what we did here, but I don't see it as part of this. But the overall premise that I'm hearing you say is you're trying to view this newsletter as a newspaper. Where granted, you've got, I think you call it real estate, limited real estate or limited property or whatever, and you're trying to get as many different things in there. I think that the basis of this is not a newspaper. This is much more of a magazine with special editions. And here's the Roads and Bridges special edition. And here's what's happening economically in Story County edition. And here's those kind of things. And anybody who watches us, it's probably not all that instructed that you and I would view things a little differently. But that's my viewpoint as we come about this.
I would like to come back to what should we realistically pay for as a tax for the taxpayers. What is in fact our primary goal, as opposed to when we get into really competing with private communication companies, because, and let's talk about it from a special section standpoint. So special sections are used in the private industry. Normally they want to tie it to advertising. Thank goodness we don't have that problem, right? We're looking at what is of such import, what is such a major milestone, what is such a significant change that we would want to focus a little bit on, or a lot, basically devote what would be the majority of the real estate to a particular concept, activity, change. And so if we want to go down the road of special sections, certainly for Leanne's job as editor, that's going to require a different sort of thinking. If you give me that there are some things that are going to have to go into it because they're upcoming. Let's take a look at that first category there, upcoming, all right? So then we take a look at why and at what period of time would it be most to incorporate a special section, all right? Why economic development now, Leanne?
On the heels of the announcements and the board's action, I mean, I knew that that was coming for like the work expansion and the.
So you feel us talking about a resolution saying, yeah, okay, it seems good, but we're not funders.
Oh, I think you undersell what we did last week, Loris. I would. If you'd like to revisit that phrase, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Which phrase? Undersell?
Oh, yeah, what we did last week, you know, like it was a no big deal. You're talking about 500 new jobs, and I think how many multiples of $100 million in construction there, I'm not aware of, but, you know, when you ho-hum that, I think you're trying to drive a narrative that you're almost diminishing what we did as a body last week.
Okay. What I view what we did last week, we said we were in support of it, but we don't have a...
And that's where we left it.
That's right. So why does that generate a special section? Well, what is your read? Give me
your read. Let me do the farm boy thing here.
Yeah.
I'm looking for wow factor. I'm looking for something that is going to make me want to pick that up and read it. I am not going to get driven into the weeds talking about, you know, column inches, private, publications versus what we do from such an esoterically high level. But I want people to read what we offer them.
Okay.
When you say we provide public dollars to inform the public, are we giving something that somebody would pick up and consume?
But what are they
willing to do? Here's what we did.
I think it sounds like opportunistic.
Here's what we...
Okay.
It could well be. But, you know, we get mail delivered to our desk every day. And when you get the Ames Bulletin thing, it was one of those things that, you know, show up your desk, you read it, like the county government magazine that we get. You just think, you read it however you have the time to. To me, it was just timely information. I am not trying to ascribe any nefarious attachment to it. It is just our story. I am not, it's not lost on me, and it's been shared in forums I've been both present for and participated in. Two-thirds of the population is Ames. Three-quarters of the valuation is Ames. And if Ames' story is the oversized presence, isn't that Story County's story?
So I dig. So we just got the full tell from Loris. So this is entirely about Loris, amazing enough, you're not even on the ballot, but you view something happening in November as the driving force behind this, and I didn't even consider that. But you are trying really, really hard to make sure that there's no good news at all in a newsletter that we send out, because you're afraid it might reflect positively on the way things are going. And Loris, you ought to be ashamed. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I'm accusing you of that.
You just said it.
We're spending taxpayer money, and I'm questioning why this is coming up now. And I'm asking the question that editors ask in not only
newspapers,
but we have an editor who I think is still at a learning stage and is being overseen.
So now you're micromanaging.
What's going on in Story County is what's going on with Story County government. That is my point.
We're on Story County government.
So we've got a lead that we did two resolutions in support of two economic development. Where are you taking it from there?
Well, by the time we're ready for publication, the state should have taken action.
I believe it says Friday. Yes, that happens this Friday.
So the lead would be drafted by ABC.
See, and that's another concern I have about AEDC.
They work for us.
But I'm not sure that we're ready on this yet, even on that one. Because they hear on one project, or do they hear on both of them?
I would.
Well, you know where I stand.
Well, I also
just completely want to refute about that this is all about the election.
I would be irresponsible if
I did not bring it up at the table about the time. How we spend taxpayer money?
Throw that in. All right, so what I'm hearing, Leanne, first of all, I think it's ridiculous that we're going to sit here as a board and try to micromanage something you're putting together. But what I'm hearing is, let's move ahead as you originally intended. We can take a vote on this because I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. Let's move ahead. I think that absolutely things like the supermarket and all the reminders coming from the auditor ought to be part of this because they are absolutely timely, and I'm sure you would have included them without this exhaustive list. And let's move ahead with as you. I think you laid this idea out 5 months ago, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right? Is this kind of how you?
When Rick brought me 5 months
ago, I brought her the original AEC, and I said, "Hey, that's something that might work out well in a newsletter." And that's it. That just left it with her. And we went through two other newsletters with nothing, so I was encouraged to see that you were finally going to get included. But I view it strongly as this is your deal. This is what we've asked you to do. You handle it.
I would like to point out, though, that as I audited our stories online and then moving forward, there's no question that, Leanne, you become better, more experienced at it. There's no question that they're looking better, that there's a good content. So I'm pleased with the growth you've had. Okay. I just don't know that you had maybe considered what special sessions really mean in this and how actually to assess what would go into the newsletter paid for by public dollars.
Okay. Good. Marty, thoughts?
I'm willing to take anybody's good story and consider it. It was formatted in a way, it was a quick and easy read. I accept it. I believe that is Story County. I don't think everybody has the availability that we do that necessarily gets the magazine that we get out here. And I speak for the non-Ames. This is the most...
You're talking about Iowa County
Misdemeanor? No. The information we're talking about here on the economic development announcements as presented by ADC through the Ames Bulletin Board magazine. and it's not necessarily provided out there in a way that it's consumed out here. And if we are offering it up on a county basis, well, that's their story, but this is their number. This is the numbers that have been generated.
So how do we go forward with this? And I am asking this because in addition, how wide do we go? When the material was online, there was actually a full page on the Cameron Estates edition, and the contact information was the contact Cameron Estates, Kurt Friedrich at Cameron Estates. Where do we draw the line now that, our story when it was online did not add one single dollar to the budget? Now we're spending $12,000 a year.
You spoke to it a moment ago when you talked about Leanne is evolving and you feel that the product that she's providing and we're doing better. Clearly, I think that's
better,
true.
I think this is the one right here.
You are in a sausage-making mode right now, Horace, and I know you come at this from a journalistic approach. I'm a little more pedestrian about how I want to see it, how I have comfort in funding it, and what I'd like to see provided to the public. I'm not necessarily going to get caught up. And to me, the conversation turns to the fact that I got no problem with that. I just want to know what we're going to put in addition to and keeping it within the size of the newsletter itself. I'm waiting for this conversation to end so I can sit here and have a conversation of what we don't put in. So that you guys get there.
We'll get to you in just a minute. Leanne, other thoughts? So is it possible to build what you were planning on building? And I'll just point out, as your job is, as it states in your job description, you're going to build what you're going to build. Is it possible to add the information that I think has been requested by the auditor's office and I think the VA supermarket, Morris rightly knows it's going to be in a different location. Can you build those things in and still build the kind of issue you were thinking of building?
I think so.
Okay.
I'll start the layout because I'm the one who gets here today.
Good. Linda.
Thank you. Senator Merkin, and I'll be brief. If you are concerned about something that was brought up, which is using county taxpayer money potentially to use as campaigning or something that may be perceived as campaigning in an election year, a very easy solution would be to delay the publication of this edition by 2 weeks. And I request that you do that because I do believe that it does give an advantage to incumbency. We all know there's an advantage to incumbency. I know it gives a huge advantage to incumbency. This could. So I'm requesting you delay publication for 2 weeks. And if not, I will be discussing this with some people.
I think that's outstanding. So the only two people campaigning here right now are you and Laura.
Excuse
and
me, Laura, I object.
Okay, you can object, but that was my turn. Hey, I've let you talk all the way through. And you let me talk and you can object and do whatever you want. The reality is this is unbelievable. So the stance is that if Story County says anything positive at all, somehow that might benefit somebody in office. So let's just not say anything positive at all, even if it's reality. Let's not take something that has been on the burners for 5 months and publish it at a time that for the first time in our history, we got four different projects at the state that are getting ready to get approved this Friday. It's never happened before, but we do. We do. It's Story County, of course. If it's happened in Boone County, then you're right. And as far as this idea of campaigning, I promise you this. My name, my picture will not be anywhere in this thing. His name, his picture won't be anywhere in this thing. That is not even remotely in the intent. And if we're worried about the dollars we're spending, there's a simple answer to that. Let's just do away with the whole publication and move. Laura, you were a huge advocate of doing this publication. I believe you want to tell the people of Story County what's going on in Story County. If that's not what we're doing here, then we can have the conversation. But this idea that putting out some good news at whatever the scheduled date is somehow change it. So, Linda, what I'm hearing you say is that's fine if you put it out. Just don't put it out then. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Excuse me. I was offering what I thought would be a simple solution. If that does not seem to be what you want to do, that's not within my
control. I want to let Leanne do her job. That's all I want.
I would like to make sure that Leanne has the proper skills and training to be able to do the evaluation on this that would have come up maybe 5 years ago, 5 months ago with the thought
are,
of
are we, time. Lawrence, are we going to do an employee evaluation right
no,
now?
No, I am just making a statement here about how we always can help all of our employees.
I believe that Leanne has done a spectacular job with our story. I get more good comments on what goes, how she does with our story.
I think she does a good job too.
This perfect. Then let her do her job.
This is new territory.
This is new territory. This is
new. Can I just
give
our comments?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can we all agree on the VA supermarket and auditors? What to bring to the polls?
Sure.
Absolutely, but can we just agree to let Leanne build the issue that she's got laid out here and include pertinent information? Because I heard her say snowmobiles as well.
I would, before we get any further, and I know I don't say too much, but on this one, this kind of just wrinkles my nose. We have 8 people here that check in. I mean, a lot of people don't know, how's this come to be? We do this quarterly. 8 people check in on this. What were the comments, you know, by 8 people? I mean, did you have people saying, fine, or what? I didn't. I only see it when it touches my desk and I sign off.
On the comment side, I did not include them again. I think I should have written them. First one, and I don't recognize the really handwriting. I think I know what it is, but I won't. First one says good. Second comment says more maybe to discuss purpose and scope of our story. And
that's fine.
Third one, great numbers, important things, looks fine. Then under the article, the addition under adding the VA supermarket, and then under the economic development announcements materials, we felt that ABC limited and only if they don't fill the county information. Someone commented on the bullet point regarding the Smart Choice booklet, rebranded to Story County. And I added the bullet for Story County Economic Development Group in addition to the four that you had added.
Okay. I mean, it's an evolving thing. We do this each and every time in the background. People see the finished product. I guess now I really have a little bit of an idea I never would have thought as you sold Brick and I in the process of spending the money. I mean, this would be one of those things that you championed and you bought us along to do, and we're doing it. We're clearly doing it better than when we bought it out of the ground. I don't know what, we're not 2.0, not 3.0. I don't know where we're at, but we're doing better. I think we had no expectation. Nobody articulated the fact that she wasn't capable of doing this. We just thought this was going to be hers. Well, you said, I think earlier, and I would ask you when we get done and you see the meeting, I think you said she hasn't had the training or the expertise, and I might not be using the most descriptive word here, but I think that she has it within her skill set to do this. I would not point to anything that she's done and say, okay, it was good, acceptable, and we liked it, but we have the ability to improve it, and I see us doing that. I think this is a journey, not a destination. And this one quarterly is not going to make or break Story County. I don't necessarily get caught up in the political side of it. That's the most distasteful component of my life. And I'm going to sit there and say the information provided is good news.
And that's pertinent to the people of Story County.
To the majority of the people in Story County, that is their story.
So, in the future moving forward here, we would be looking at all kinds of outside information being pertinent.
We have the ability to tell. We have the ability to take it up and make it our story.
Which is the name of the publication, amazing.
Strangely enough.
Okay. And Morris, I know exactly where you stand. So Marty, I'm asking you, I believe we ought to let Leanne go with what she had originally built in with the acknowledgement that any pertinent information, and there's some pertinent information listed here,
right? That's the VA supermarket and auditor reminders, and if you say snowmobiles is something that needs to be in there. But trust Leanne to do exactly what she does. She's gotten a lot of comments. I need to do a fantastic job with this, Leanne. Marty, you good with that?
I am fine. I just, you know, I'm just sitting there going through the list. You know, I was interested to hear how many people thought we had, or what the numbers were when you had 6 to 8 and you had 7 to 9. I'm sitting there just trying to line out what I thought could possibly, you know, wait. And definitely the one I did fall on was that blood drive. You know, we do that all the time. That was really kind of an intro story count. Once again, it's just like she brings it to us in the sense that as she has worked it up, puts it on our desk, we read through it, we comment on it, and we push it back. Or we take it to somebody else's desk, look at what I've looked at, you can read my comments and everybody else's, and then we go to publication.
I've never viewed this as our publication to build. This is Leanne's publication to build. We, along with others, get to make comments on it, and it's her responsibility to build it. Clearly, this was a unique situation, and that she felt like she was getting some huge direction from one of the three of us.
Excuse me, this was a unique situation, a new direction of territory, and advice from...
It wasn't new direction of territory. It was building a newsletter, same as we've done. How many have we done now? 8, 9?
I mean, since I've been on the board, this is the first one where we've incorporated...
No. He was asking you how many we've done, not what's the content. How many we've done?
Okay. You have totally...
Yeah, the total count. How many of these have we put out? 8?
Okay. It's not important. My point is, this isn't our first one. This is not abnormal to things that we would go with. The numbers that you're talking about and the items that you're talking about putting out are going to be of interest to the people of Story County, and it's about what's going on in Story County. And Story County government is very clearly involved in those things. Is that enough direction? Okay.
Okay, I guess you know what I think and what I feel about this and direction thereof. And we need, for this particular edition, this is how it was listed on the agenda. Maybe there needs to go forward thinking about really what is the intent. Because I would like a formal vote, and it's not on here today, about really what is the intent of this. Because what I supported was a newsletter putting out news about the operations of Story County and the people who work for Story County. So, all right.
Well, but before you move on, if you would like to bring that back here, I would see if we could set some framework up that we could vote on, and maybe you may not necessarily agree to.
I may not win, but at least I would like it very clear.
Well, I think you've clearly.
So, as always, of course, anything you want on the agenda, I don't think there's ever been a time that you've wanted something on the agenda that we have on the agenda.
Correct.
That will continue forward. You bring forward whatever you want, but I'll go back to where you and I started this conversation. I was in the room when the initial concept of this came up. You weren't. I remember what the initial concept of this was, and what we're talking about doing here not only fits in with that initial concept, it fits in with everything we've done since the concept came out. So, okay, so Leanne, you have your direction. Good job. Thank you. And we'll move on. And no agency reports today. Departmental reports. You don't look anything like Keith Morgan, but the Emergency Management Quarterly Report listed as Keith Morgan, but the illustrious Melissa Spencer.
Good morning, Melissa.
Our computer is a break today.
As you may know, software report, we've been extremely busy since our last report. We had 2 significant rain events that did end up leading to about $500,000 worth of public infrastructure damage to Story County from flash flooding events. Because Story County conducts an effective damage assessment, we did receive a presidential disaster declaration for public infrastructure on August 20th. The governor is in the process of appealing the individual assistance program, which is for households that were affected, is appealing that presidential denial of that assistance. The recovery process has started, with the jurisdictions applying for their projects for repairs. We have taken a lot of lessons learned from our neighbors this summer with Polk and Marshall County. The 4 main lessons that we have learned are: we need a good volunteer management process. We need good, solid debris management plans. Trained damage assessment teams are critical, again, going back to getting those presidential declarations and state declarations, having those folks in the training can respond quickly is critical. And then, of course, continuity of government and continuity of operations plans that we have found through discussions. Keith and Marty met with Marshall County folks. Marty, do you have anything you want to...
No, we have a follow-up. It's trying to sync. Now we are taking Deb Silbroth into the picture. And trying to get four people's calendars to align is truly harder than it would seem just to say. But Bill Patton has extended the opportunity to come over here in a day that works going forward to give us a little bit more of a recap as they go from the immediacy of the event to the fact that, okay, this is what we have done, this is the timelines involved, and what we have learned. So that will be an ongoing saga because clearly there are bringbacks that Keith, you know, he's talked to you, I'm sure, at length upon it. He and I have visited on it, too. And I think that as we do the KUPCOG, that we sit there and say that, okay, if when you speculate on an event, you just think, like, well, I think this is what would happen. Well, when you talk to people who actually went through something like that or that magnitude, you realize that your best laid plans may not be your best roadmap.
Yeah, so I think a lot of those lessons learned from the conversations that Marty and Keith have with Marshall County, our lessons learned from our folks in Polk County, our hope is that the things identified in the previous two KUPCOG workshops and along with lessons learned from our neighbors, that those can be incorporated and maybe be some discussion points going into the November, the last workshop in November of the KUPCOG plan. Some of our planning efforts, Keith and Safeguard Iowa met with the Ames Chamber and Ames Economic Development to discuss about developing a public and private partnership for disaster response here in Story County. It would be something that's very similar to already what Safeguard Iowa does, but we would be looking to develop something specifically in the Story County business that would help us with disaster resilience, enhance communications, and increase the capability to integrate our business. Business and industry the last several years has really stepped up to the plate, especially through Safeguard Iowa, to offer assistance to communities and counties in times of disaster. Rick, I know you attended the AEDC meeting. Did you have any observations or anything?
I thought it was outstanding. I thought it was really well put together and exactly what that group of business leaders needed to hear, that the resources were available. And he is so good at those things.
Our training, one of our huge training accomplishments this last quarter, Keith and I both completed the FEMA Basic Academy, which was 4 weeks spread over 4 months. The nice thing about this academy is it was not just emergency managers. We had folks from different disciplines, from law enforcement, we had folks from the DOTs, we had folks from DOTs from other states. So it was really beneficial not only for the information that we were bringing back from the program itself, but to get a really good perspective on how other states do some of their operations was hugely beneficial. We also drilled our own emergency management KUPCOG plan. Since our last report, we have a backup emergency operations center at Iowa State University. We went over and drilled that, which took meant setting everything up, estimating if we could, the time it would take, and if we could get on the Iowa State systems. So that is a really good partnership that we've been able to develop. So should this building or our EOC ever become not available, we have a backup that can be activated quickly.
And I just want to underscore, so important, and we so appreciate Iowa State University allowing it. So our backup EOC before this was an empty room, right? And so if we were going to activate this empty room, so if something happened to this building, we can't use our EOC, we would have gone in and we would have had no infrastructure at all to do anything. We would have been setting everything up at a time when clearly, if that's where you are, every second counts, right? And now with having access to Iowa State, which is a state-of-the-art emergency operations center, allows us that if anything bad ever does happen here, we could be up and running in minutes rather than hours. It's really strong and enormous appreciation to Iowa State University.
Yes. Our training exercise planning workshops, one of the things that came up was incident command system training for public officials. That is where Keith is today. He's actually teaching an ICS 300 level class today. One thing that we found was very impressive, 20 of the 30 folks who signed up to class are from Story County. So what's really going to be nice about this is we're using an incident very similar to the I-35 pilot we had this winter. But the nice thing with having so many local folks, they're going to be able to have that local focus and apply those principles that they're going to learn today if we would have incidents in the future. So we were pretty pleased to see 20 folks from Story County agencies that are in this class today. Our volunteer organizations have been very critical to our operations since our last report. Story County Amateur Radio Emergency Service folks, or the HAM folks, have been evaluating the capabilities of the new command and communications trailer that was purchased from Winnesheet County with donations from the pipeline. We're currently working to develop our operating guides, our policies, procedures. We have had discussions with the PSAPs here in Story County about what possible communication capabilities they would like integrated into the trailer, and just really working to get this trailer up and ready for what we need to do locally. We couldn't have done this in the amount of time that we've done it without them. Our additional volunteer organizations we're working with currently, the Iowa Jeep Club, which is also a member of the Coalition for Disaster Recovery, has stepped up to help with some pump refurbishment that we have. We're working with CDR to develop strategic planning to strengthen their network. Salvation Army has, we're working with them to define their local capabilities and how they may be able to assist our program. Continuing operations with Red Cross. Our Star One search and rescue team, which did assist yesterday with the incident in Ames. And they also assisted with the incident in Altoona with the missing hiker. Those folks have been here volunteering in our county for 25 years. All of these volunteer organizations that we work with are huge in making the emergency management program affordable. There's a lot of donated time that they give for free that really do help. Mm-hmm. Our way ahead, we're going to be working on the Story County Emergency Operations Basic Plan this year. One of the things we're really going to look at is NIMS compliancy. And for all jurisdictions across Story County, the one nice thing is a lot of those classes can be done online now, but that's something that you will see coming down the pike this year. School emergency planning, the AEA is starting their different programs around the state to start getting the schools in their planning cycles to come in line with the changes to Iowa code. We will do another exercise of the I-35 closure plan this year. One thing that will be different is integrating the rapid action teams for sheltering, the RAFs, as we call them, that are associated with the Story County CDR. And so we'll be curious to see if there's any other changes with that. Now that the disaster stuff has kind of slowed down, knock on wood, we are starting to be able to get back to somewhat normal operations and get a lot of these administrative things done that needed to be set aside during why we were going through this this summer. So that's real quick synopsis of everything we've been doing, and I'm open to any questions.
Great job. So two things that, and I appreciate the brevity, but two things that you didn't know that are part of the report that I think are worth pointing out, just because it's really, really nice that Story County is in the position we're in. I say all the time, we want emergency management to be ready for anything and never have to do anything, right? We want it to be break glass in case of emergency and then be ready to go, but never have to break the glass. The first one I'm going to call out is Leanne Harder. So Leanne has put the work that we've done, led by Keith and Melissa, Leanne putting a lot of effort into it, is our COOP-COG plan. What we're building our COOP-COG and now our training of that, and in fact, it's so good that the Iowa Association of Counties is using our template, I think, Leanne, with your help, if I'm not mistaken, to build a template that the other 98 counties can utilize in building some version of COOP-COG. I think that is worth note for Story County. And the second one is,
Yaki Morgan and I have been invited twice, two separate occasions. One, we spoke to all the emergency management coordinators in the state of Iowa just about how things are going here in Story County and how we built what we built. And the second one, of course, you were there for the second one at ISAC. It was supposed to be Keith had to was called away, actually with FEMA on that. And so me and the director or the president of the Association for Emergency Managers gave the presentation. But more talking about what's going on in Story County, Melissa, it's a huge credit to you and Keith that we're in that position, absolutely. And thank you guys so much for the work you're putting. Questions for Melissa?
Thank you for spending 4th of July down in Polk County learning. I see that as they got the floodwaters that we got there at the end of June rolled up, you got to see how they handled it. Can't say enough about Clint and his team on the ham radio side of things. Spent the day with them here when they did that invite here. And you don't realize on a donation time efforts and their own equipment. They bring their own equipment.
Yes, they do.
And it is costing only how much, but the thing is there are people that stand at the ready that are only looking for the opportunity to serve. And we have brought them to the table. Clint comes to our E911 meetings and he contributes. He not only speaks, but he's asked to speak. And all the emergency response people that are there only get to learn what his organization has to have because he shares their story. Good.
Good question, Thomas.
Absolutely.
All right. No other reports. Public forum number 2. Opportunity for members of the public to comment on items not on this agenda. Can't take any action, but we might in the future. Anybody wishing to do so? Seeing no one moving to the microphone, liaison assignments. Lawrence.
Okay. I was invited so Saturday morning, represents the county, and you two are welcome also, but it was Andrew Allen kind of extended the invitation as a person who has been sober for over 22 years now.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. And also, because I sit on the CFR board, Community Family Resources Board, that deals with addiction issues also, but Iowa State and YSF are holding a tailgate for college students in recovery. That's going to be at Maple. I just saw that look. We had this discussion.
College students, yeah, I know.
Juvenile justice. The reality is it's very difficult for students who have been through treatment or who have found sobriety after struggling to come to a college campus and then keep their sobriety without feeling the only way to do it is to isolate themselves from other students and activities. So that begins at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning at the Maple Shelter at Brookwood Park in Ames, which I think is as close as they could get to have that. So, yeah, you're welcome to come on down, okay?
Bring your bug spray.
And then Asian Resources meets this week. We've got the Safety Committee meeting this week. So I'll look forward to both of those discussions. Aging Resources takes pretty much most of the summer off, and now getting ready to head into the legislative season. And Todd continues to work on moving us forward and identifying the possibly hazardous parts of our job where we're at higher risk, and also to pull emergency together. So I think those are the two big meetings three big things I'll be doing.
Good. Marty.
Just looking forward to starting the forum portion of our lives tonight with the NAMI ARC forum over in Ames. And it is gratifying, I tell you. You think that when we do our jobs up here, we do it in a vacuum. Nobody notices. We see the hit counter. They watch our videos, and it's really modest at best. Mm-hmm. And that's rounding up. But then again, you go talk to the people that, see what we do, listen to what we do, and they pay attention. So we just stepped out of a big overarching discussion in regards to how we inform the public. The public's watching, and the thing is we give them the means to inform themselves, and I think we should take every opportunity. So it's nice to know that I think that Story County has been run in a very confident manner, and it's nice to hear it because we've been brought to basically on the board together for the same length of time, Morris, and we have fingerprints on some of the stuff. So other than that, all the other stuff, we've got a Story County Housing Trust Fund here meeting this afternoon. I expect to see you in the audience. And we have some good things going forward on the smaller communities in regards to housing here. We have some in Nevada too, but We right now find ourselves at a very robust time. It was very nice to start the day being greeted by two monarchs at the back door. And that, you know, it's the best time of the season, and you're seeing success as they return to us, I hope. And I just would have to say I have nothing more to comment.
So I'm one of those that I love every season, but I particularly love ball. And I like it when the ball's fresh skater. So for me, just two quick ones, both Thursday down in Des Moines, and you guys might have interest in my state division on mental health and disability services. That has been a fascinating group to be part of as we try to figure out how to best provide services in an imperfect system. And I'm trying really hard to lend my problem-solving voice to that. And then the second one is the policy board for ISAC meeting again at 2 o'clock on Thursday, just to try to finalize what's going forward to the state this year on behalf of ISAC. And so I'm looking forward to both of those. And
you guys discuss it, and then you put it forward, and then the members vote, right? So you guys settle that your policy group will put together what you feel the final platform should be, and then they come out to us to vote, or you guys are good then at that point?
Yeah, we're good at that point, but there's a secondary group at ISAC that finalizes things, and that's what this motion is.
All right.
Yep. But it won't come back out to membership for vote. That all happened at the ISAC meeting. Anything further? If not, I think most of you is adjourned.
So moved.
May I have a second?
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.